So I recently took the opportunity to present at a conference on co-production at the University of Bristol, and this provided me the opportunity to discuss a part of my PhD research which I had yet to discuss in any form or in any other publication. So what I chose to focus on, considering the theme of the conference, was research in co-production and developing co-production in public services, was a part of the research which used action research, so the joint efforts of myself as a researcher and my participants as co-researchers to develop co-produced services in the public sector, particularly in terms of health service provision. So I discussed how my PhD research conducted two case study analyses of two time banks, one in the South Wales Valleys and one in a UK city in England, looking at two different models of time bank practice. One being a person-to-person time bank where members exchange between each other, and one being a person-to-agency time bank where members exchange predominantly with the agency. And as I outlined in the presentation, there's no really any pure model in practice. Both of my case studies are typical of time banking in that they're some sort of mix, some sort of hybrid of the two. And what I highlighted from my case studies, sort of key lessons for the action researcher, was the role of the time broker in actually facilitating the development of co-productive activity. And I tied it to this idea of efficacy or social learning in the psychological work of Bandura to argue that time bank involvement, or as I argue in the dissertation of my thesis, the involvement in co-production itself can lead to positive associations with health based on the building of self-efficacy and confidence and capabilities. And that time brokers are key in developing this self-efficacy within time bank members. In particular, then, the time broker is involved in facilitating exchanges, building up people's experiences and competencies in delivering exchanges, and in a way builds up the social networks and social capital, which is said to be key to time bank practice. And what I argue is that the time broker then not only develops what we call linking social capital between him or herself and the time bank members, but also has to learn to manage the number of relationships with members that they can have. And there's a question still unanswered, really, as to how many relationships with members time brokers are able to develop to obviously facilitate the development of credit earning opportunities. And I link these to political and technical goals. Technical goals being those which relate to the development and physical application of time banking, so growing the number of credit opportunities, monitoring the number of exchanges that take place, and the political goals being the efforts to develop co-production, but also to help members improve their self-efficacy, to improve their levels of confidence, to improve their levels of skills. Trying to transfer this through the action research into the public sector, however, proved to be quite difficult, and I outlined some of the problems with this in the presentation, which were uncovered through my research. In particular, I highlighted how, despite the idea of co-production being highly receptive and received by the health service providers, there was a separation of the technical and political goals. So in community time banks, technical and political goals are pursued by the same person. In the healthcare setting, when we started to use time banking in an expert patient group, frontline staff were developing the political goals, helping patients learn to manage their chronic conditions, whilst the technical goals of facilitating and growing the time bank initiative itself was held by the service planner. So there's this lack of communication between the two sets of goals. And this is key to time bank practice because the two sets of goals underpin each other. Knowing what activities, what services members are willing to provide allows you to facilitate and grow the time bank, but also allows you to ensure they're engaging in building up their confidence, building up their self-efficacy. So one particular challenge for developing co-production through the use of time banking in public sector rests upon finding ways to merge and bring together these political and technical goals. The danger, as was discovered in my research, is that where this fails to happen, there's the potential that the time banking idea is co-opted and starts to operate more as a nudge type behavioural economics to facilitate participation. So rather than engage members in the sort of top of Einstein's ladder of participation as key members of the co-production who are directing the development of services and influencing how they're delivered, it becomes more tokenistic, more about non-participation, more about just involving patients in less empowering and less engaging ways. So one of the challenges I argue in using time banking to develop co-production is thinking about how we can change public sector worker identities so that they're able to better pursue both the technical and political goals of the time broker.